Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and in today's episode, we're looking at new data linking severe COVID-19 to higher stroke risk in asthma patients, a new KFF poll on parental attitudes toward vaccine and health policy agendas, and the latest U.S. News and World Report rankings for the best Medicare Advantage and Part D plans heading into 2026. New research shows that patients with asthma who experience severe COVID-19 infections face a higher risk of stroke compared with those without the respiratory condition. Researchers say inflammation and vascular complications from COVID-19 may exacerbate underlying airway and immune dysfunction. The findings highlight the need for targeted prevention strategies and vaccination outreach among high-risk respiratory populations to reduce severe outcomes. A new Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds that about 4 in 10 parents support vaccine and health policy positions associated with political figures such as President Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The survey reflects growing polarization around vaccine safety, mandates, and public health messaging. Experts note that this division underscores the importance of transparent communication from healthcare providers as families prepare for the upcoming vaccination season. Lastly, in payer news, U.S. News and World Report has released its list of the top-rated Medicare Advantage and Part D plan providers for 2026. The rankings factor in member experience, coverage options, and customer service quality. Insurers with strong ratings are expected to leverage these results in upcoming open enrollment campaigns as competition in the Medicare space intensifies heading into next year. From emerging clinical insights to evolving patient sentiment and payer competition, these stories reveal the complex mix of science, perception, and policy shaping healthcare in 2026. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.